We live in an age where information doubles every 18 to 24 months, creating a paradox. We're drowning in content while starving for meaning. This digital deluge has transformed curation from a museum function into an essential literacy skill. When Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian calls a book on curation essential for anyone building community online, it signals a fundamental shift in how we navigate our information landscape. The overwhelming volume of digital content, over 2 million blog posts published daily, billions of social media updates hourly, has created an urgent need for trusted guides who can separate signal from noise. This transformation isn't just theoretical. Major museums have revolutionized their digital presence. Journalists at The Atlantic and Vox have reimagined story packaging. And business schools now teach curation as a core competency. Why? Because in a world of infinite content, the ability to find, contextualize, and share meaningful information has become as valuable as creating content itself. Think about your own daily experience. How many unread emails sit in your inbox? How many open browser tabs haunt your desktop? How often do you feel that despite constant connectivity, you're missing something important? This tension between abundance and relevance defines our digital experience and explains why curation has emerged as the essential skill of our time. True curators are makers with creative voices who transform collections into meaningful narratives. Like master chefs, they ensure each piece contributes to a larger story. They demonstrate bold leadership, creating unexpected connections across media boundaries, linking academic research with pop culture, or traditional art with digital innovation. The best curators have refined filtering instincts, recognizing patterns and value amid noise. Spotify playlist curators craft emotional journeys, while Maria Popova weaves literature, science, and philosophy into brain pickings. These aren't random collections, but carefully orchestrated experiences revealing new perspectives. Exceptional curators excel at mixing, combining diverse elements into coherent wholes greater than their parts. The YouTube channel Nerdwriter blends film analysis, social commentary, and art history to create compelling cultural insights, while museum curators juxtapose historical artifacts with contemporary art to illuminate new connections. This transformative ability elevates curators from collectors to thought leaders who frame conversations and provide valuable context. In a world where anyone can publish, the curator's ability to find meaning amid noise becomes increasingly precious. As Seth Godin notes, in a world of infinite shelf space and overwhelming choice, curation is the new marketing. Curation differs fundamentally from editing. Editors work behind the scenes within traditional publishing structures, refining content before publication, often spending weeks polishing individual pieces. Curators function more like museum directors, applying their perspective to already published work to create meaningful collections. Their value comes from discovery, selection, and contextualization. While curators might spend just minutes deciding on a piece, these decisions draw on years of expertise and pattern recognition. Curation's power lies in filtering meaningful content from the overwhelming information deluge. With millions of blog posts published daily, curators become trusted guides through complexity, connecting dots between disparate pieces and revealing hidden patterns. Jason Hirschhorn's ReDef newsletter exemplifies this by weaving together media, technology, and fashion stories into narratives about cultural transformation. Similarly, Dave Pell's Next Draft distills thousands of daily news stories into 10 essential items with insightful commentary. These curators create value through thoughtful selection and arrangement, not by improving individual works. Ethical curation balances interests by contextualizing rather than copying. This means providing proper attribution, meaningful context, links to sources, respecting copyright, and keeping excerpts small compared to your added insights. The legal foundation is fair use doctrine, which protects incorporating copyrighted material into new works serving different purposes, a deliberate safety valve encouraging creative evolution, just as Shakespeare borrowed from earlier works. When evaluating fair use, consider, is your work transformative? How much material have you taken? Does your curation affect the market for the original? The more your curation transforms through context and commentary, the stronger your fair use claim. Ethical curation creates a virtuous cycle where creators gain exposure, curators provide value through discovery and context, and audiences find meaningful content they might otherwise miss. When done properly, curation isn't theft, it's amplification. How does curation affect search visibility? While Google traditionally rewarded original content, thoughtful curation now holds significant value. Bruce Clay's study revealed automatically generated summaries dropped 30-40% in rankings, while editorialized curation with 200-plus unique words maintained 80-85% of the original's visibility. Most importantly, passages from original posts combined with substantive curation achieve search parity with original content. For SEO-friendly curation, include at least 200 words of original content per piece. 300-400 is ideal. Draw from diverse, high-quality sources rather than repeatedly using the same sites. Create varied content types and focus on delivering genuine value through careful selection. Authenticity ultimately prevails. Beyond algorithms, community-powered curation offers nuanced content discovery that automated systems often miss. Platforms like Reddit demonstrate how community standards and expert moderation maintain quality through peer verification mechanisms. Community curation excels at surfacing quirky, unexpected connections that don't fit into recommendation engines but deeply resonate with human interests. Successful platforms create environments where curation naturally emerges, amplifying consistently good judgment. While algorithms attempt to automate content discovery, they often miss the nuanced understanding that human judgment provides. Community-powered curation offers a more effective alternative when organized around coherent interests and expertise, excelling at identifying subtle patterns that automated systems overlook. Reddit exemplifies this approach with over 100 million monthly visitors who submit and vote on content, gaining karma for quality contributions. Specialized subreddits demonstrate how community standards and expert moderation maintain high-quality discussions, creating a self-regulating ecosystem. Curalytics founder Stefan Davis identifies taste groups and taste leaders, users who consistently curate content that others later collect. These natural curators emerge organically, often spotting emerging trends months before mainstream recognition. Community curation's power lies in surfacing content that algorithms might miss, quirky, unexpected connections that don't fit neatly into recommendation engines but resonate deeply with human interests. Successful platforms create environments where curation naturally emerges, amplifying voices that consistently demonstrate good judgment. Curation transcends selection and organization. Context transforms collections into valuable guidance, elevating curators from mere aggregators to indispensable guides. Effective curators understand both their subject matter and audience deeply. In today's bilateral information landscape, where anyone can create content, context bridges raw information and meaningful understanding. Maria Popova's Brain Pickings exemplifies this by connecting literary excerpts with scientific research and philosophical concepts. Financial newsletters similarly make complex markets accessible through historical context and real-world implications. These curators create meaning through juxtaposition and explanation. Successful curators leverage multiple platforms, repurpose content across formats, and incorporate contextual calls to action while maintaining audience trust through consistently valuable content. As information noise grows, audiences increasingly rely on curators for relevant collections meeting specific needs. context isn't merely supplemental, it's the essential element transforming random collections into meaningful guidance and remains our scarcest, most valuable resource in an information-abundant world.